Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome into our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, the one and only Dr. Robert Franzblau. Welcome to the show, Rob. Nice to have you.
Mike, it's great to be here. Thank you. Beautiful downtown Exeter. Never looked so good.
Never looked so good, right?
I can never find your studio.
You drove right by the Exeter
right
Mall
by
when you got here?
Yes, I did.
Well, the reason Dr. Robert is here tonight is to talk about a program that's going to be put on by the Rhode Island Wind Ensemble, and you are the conductor of that group, correct?
I am the conductor. I've been so fortunate since 2009 to be the conductor of this group.
And that's a group of 2, 3, 5, 18, 25, how many?
Keep going. 45, 50.
Really?
50 musicians, yes.
Really?
50 musicians, I know.
I had no idea.
It's about the size that you would want to fit on a high school stage and can't fit anymore.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. I had no idea you were such a big deal.
I'm kind of like from, yes, no. It's a group of amateur and professional musicians, and they all play for the fun of it. Nobody gets paid to be in the group, and we rehearse weekly. So every Thursday night, the group gets together, and it becomes, you know, the social part of it is really strong.
Right.
It's really important to
our
members.
What town do you rehearse in?
We rehearse in East Providence.
East Providence, okay.
We're in East Providence. Yeah, there, over the history of the band, it's gone from Barrington to Providence to East Providence, but,
okay,
you know, always in this
yeah, the
area.
General area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep.
So you have all those people to take care of, and you're the conductor. And this is a special program that's going to take place in just a few weeks, February 19th, as a matter of fact, Sunday night at 7 o'clock in Newport. You're putting on a special program called One World. Music connects us.
One World is our concert. Yep. Sunday evening, the 19th of February in Newport. That's at the Newport Marriott in the big atrium. And it's just a fun place to play. It's a fun place to come to a concert. It's free. Donations will be accepted at the door. It's a benefit concert for the Siemens Church Institute of Newport. And they do charitable work that's really amazing. They have rooms. They feed people. They house people that need a home for a little while. And I invite everyone to check out their website, the Siemens Institute. Excuse me. Siemens Church Institute of Newport.
Okay.
And we're going to be raising money for them. So the concert is free. Donations accepted at the door. Please come.
Now, I have happen to have, of course, a Newport Marriott atrium story, but I'll hold my story about that. But it's a fairly open area, so
it's
you
big.
You can't really charge for tickets.
No, you can't. You can't charge for tickets because you got to come into the
right,
the hotel,
right.
And we get people who are sitting on their balconies outside their own rooms.
Yeah.
We get people sitting on the balconies on the sides that are public spaces. We have lots of chairs set up, auditorium style, so that people can come and sit and yeah, listen to us right there in the and they even turn off the waterfall, which is really nice.
Well, it's a great yeah, it's
during the
a
concert,
great place for music. It really is.
Yeah.
And maybe you know when I was young and first on the road, and people would clap a lot, when you would say stop clapping and throw money. Now yeah, that could yeah, really happen in your yeah, case. You get those people that are on the balcony to drop money down as donations.
We'd be happy to take it.
All right. So the Rhode Island Wind Ensemble, we're going to find out a little bit more about that and its history, as well as the music that's going to be played in this concert. And there's sort of an ocean theme, if you will, or a sea theme, since it's for the Seamen's Church Institute. And I guess that's how you came up with a lot of the music we're going to hear today. What's this first piece?
First piece on the program will be Sea Songs by famous English composer Ralph Vaughan Williams, who wrote symphonies, wrote choral works, just one of England's finest. And he wrote this little piece for military band when he was at the height of his powers. It's a beautifully crafted little 4-minute medley of three famous sea shanties from England and Ireland. And he spins them together, and he ties them all with a bow, and it's so perfectly cute. I mean, it sounds so British. Thank you.
seaman's music is not something that, you know, you hear every day. This isn't a sea shanties and or songs of the sea and things like that. It's a little bit unusual.
Well, we live in the ocean state, you know, so let's get them out there.
Right.
Sea Songs incorporates three sea shanties that Vaughan Williams, of course, he was a collector of folk songs. He was a collector of folk songs along with people like Percy Grainger, Gustav Holst, and Bela Bartok, even on the continent. You know, they loved the indigenous music of their land, right? So Vaughan Williams was a member of the Folk Song Society, published things in their journal. And so I don't know where he actually found these tunes, but they were well known. The first one that he used in that piece was a tune called Princess Royal, or the Great Princess Royal. It's a song about fending off pirates. The recording that we have to listen to here, because these folk songs, you go down rabbit holes, you know, because the tune may change and the title stays the same, or the title changes and the tune stays the same. And as soon as you start researching these, you're lost, right? But fortunately, I found this beautiful recording of a live old fiddle player playing the tune Princess Royal. So that's one of the things we'll hear. And that's the beginning of Sea Songs. It's just taking that tune, setting it, changing it a little bit, setting it for band, and it's magical. Really well done. The second tune, the second recording you're going to hear is the tune Admiral Benbow. This is a recording of a vocal group. And the song tells about a notorious true story of an admiral in the British Navy. Benbow was feared. He was not a nice guy. He got the job done and eventually met his demise. And this tune, you know, speaks to that. But the Admiral Benbow tune in Vaughan Williams's piece is placed second in a minor key, so it kind of contrasts with the major key of the opening, Princess Royal. Mm-hmm. And then the third tune is just this lovely tune called Portsmouth. And Portsmouth is a dance tune. And so he set this dance tune. He didn't change it much. You'll hear the tune pretty much as it is in Sea Songs, except that he took it half as fast. He kind of stretched it out into a trio section, you know, like the Stars and Stripes, you know, things slow down. And so he took it at half speed, made it more lyrical to fit the kind of march setup the standard symphony has the movement of the minuet and trio. Right. And so the minuet and trio made its way into marches as well as that form. So there was the opening and then there was the trio. Sure. But in all European marches and traditional American marches before maybe Sousa's time, you went back to the beginning and played the opening again, like a minuet trio and repeat the minuet and you're done. It was only after Sousa that he got to the minuet and then the trio, and then he said, "Nope, I'm done. We don't need to go back to the beginning."
No tag, no nothing.
So these three tunes, the fiddle tune, the men's chorus, and then it's a small string band playing these three great folk songs that Vaughan Williams tied together in this neat package in Sea Songs, and we can hear those.
We'll listen to just the beginning of each of those, and we'll take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you. seamen bold.
Come all you seamen bold.
And draw near.
And draw near. Come all you seamen bold. And draw near.
'Tis of an admiral's fame, and brave Bembo was his name. How he fought all on the main, you shall hear.
You shall hear.
Brave Bembo, he set sail.
Brave Bembo, he set sail.
For to fight.
For to fight. Brave Bembo, he set sail. For to fight.
Brave Bembo, he set sail in a fine and pleasant gale. But his captains, they turned pale in a fright.
In a fright.
Said Kirby unto Wade,
said Kirby unto Wade,
we will run,
we will run, said Kirby unto Wade, we will run.
For I value no disgrace, nor the losing of my place, but the enemy I'll not face, nor his guns,
nor his guns.
Ensemble is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, very pleased to be sitting with Dr. Robert Franzblau, or as I call him, Rob. You okay with Rob?
Just don't call me late for dinner.
Okay.
Da-dum-bum.
I've heard that before.
Yep.
All right. We're talking about a concert that's going to be in Newport at the Newport Marriott Hotel on Sunday, February 19th, just a few weeks away, 7 o'clock, 7 p.m., and get in there and listen to some great music. We talked about how the fact is going to be for the benefit of the Siemens Church Institute, and donations are welcome. There's no ticket price, so go and enjoy yourself, and you'll have a wonderful time.
We hope so.
There you go. Let's talk a little bit about the ensemble, and I was amazed when you told me at the beginning of the show that there was as many people involved as there are.
Yeah.
And what's the history of it? Is it 10 years old, 20 years old?
It's 50 years old.
50 years
it's
old.
It's over 50 years old.
Over
now.
50.
Right. And it began in Barrington. Our website has all the actual information on the history for people that are interested, but it's a typical kind of thing. If you played in your high school band, this is the kind of band that you might have had, mm-hmm. and it's very traditional. Flutes, oboes, bassoons, clarinets, saxophones, trumpets, horns, trombones, tubas, euphoniums, percussion, and other things as we need them, like piano, sometimes harp, sometimes string bass,
so,
but no
even
strings.
Even though they're not wind, they get in
we,
there.
We let them in. We let them in. Wind and percussion,
okay.
and other things.
Any vocal?
We just performed with the vocal soloist in December. Yeah, with Kelly Lennon in Scituate, Rhode Island,
mm-hmm.
and we had a ball. She's just so
great.
Much fun to work with. Absolutely. So.
Now, 50 years old, and you're the conductor, but I'm sure there are lots of other people involved in making this all happen, right?
Yeah, man. There's the people who come and play in this group, like many other community bands, do this for the love of music. They're avocational players.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are musicians in the day job, music teachers. But most of them are not. Most of them are teachers, nurses, healthcare professionals, all sorts, lawyers, mm-hmm. accountants, and we just love getting together and trying to sound really good once a week.
Now, if you happen to be traveling or you're not feeling well, is there someone else that takes over?
We do have an assistant. Yeah. Yes, we do. Yes, Kristen Vosio is our assistant conductor, but I'm pretty healthy.
Yeah, well, that's good. So that's good.
Haven't had to call on Kristen too much this year.
All right.
Knock on wood.
All right. So we've been talking about the music, which is C-based, if you will, S-E-A, not the key of, but that would be an interesting concert.
Everything in the key of C.
Yeah.
Terry Riley, yeah, in C.
There you go. You've played some interesting things for us, and we're going to go now to a piece that is called Silhouette. Tell us about this.
Silhouette is a flute solo with band accompaniment.
It's now, is someone that plays a flute, are they a flautist or a flutist?
Yes.
Okay.
They are. The person who's playing the flute is one of our own. She's our piccolo player, been in the band for a long, long time, Mariah Ramos. And Mariah is going to be stepping out from the ensemble to step in front of the band and play this gorgeous solo. We're going to be playing three movements out of a five-movement piece. And the composer of this piece is a Rhode Island native. His name is Roger Cicci. Roger lives up in Scituate. He has taught at the University of Rhode Island, but for the past 25 years, he's been a full-time composer. And you may have heard his work on some of the Emmy Award-winning work on World War II documentaries that are produced by another Rhode Islander his name's forgotten, but go to Roger's website. It's C-I-C-H-Y, Roger Cicci. And he's written this piece for solo flute and wind ensemble. Mariah's going to play three movements of it, and we've got a recording here of one of the movements, and it's jazzy and bluesy, and it's just so typical of Roger's compositions that they're smart. They never pander, you know, but they're just adorable, you know. It's just so attractive, and you just want to go, oh, that's so great.
Let's give it a listen. Thank you. certainly entertaining music and something to look forward to if you can be in Newport at the Marriott on a couple Sundays from now. Listen to this great stuff. This next one, Down a Country Lane, has quite a history.
The story of this little 2.5 minute piece, it's difficult to tell it in 2.5 hours because it's so rich. It started, well, let's work backwards.
Okay.
Because that's the piece we're going to play is an arrangement from a piano, original piano piece by Copeland. It was published in Life magazine in the 1960s. It was called Down a Country Lane, and Life magazine wanted to get great American composers like Copeland to write pieces for young, beginning piano students. So this little piece, Down a Country Lane, is perfectly playable by a third-year piano student. And it came out in Life magazine, and in the 1970s, a band director in Texas by the name of Merlin Patterson decided to arrange it for band. And it's also been arranged for chamber orchestra. Works well for both of those mediums. So we're delighted to play this piano piece. But where did the piano piece come from? Its history is even deeper. So in the 1960s, when Copeland was commissioned by Life magazine to write this piece, he went back in his own files, as composers often do. Mm-hmm. What have I written that I could turn
what's
into?
What's in my bench?
what have I got, right? Yeah. Well, he went back to a film score that he was commissioned to write in 1945 when the United States Department of War Information made a documentary film as one of a whole series of documentary films. But this one was written, this documentary was all about the little town of Cummington, Massachusetts. And the reason they filmed in Cummington was that they wanted to have propaganda, basically, when they were pursuing the war in Europe and driving out the Axis powers, who had controlled all the media when they were in power in these countries. So France occupied France. Mm-hmm. All they saw was German propaganda.
Sure.
And what they heard about America was filthy lies, right? Mm-hmm. Well, we wanted to replace those filthy lies with some lies of our own. And gentle
as
lies. And yet, it's a true story of how immigrants from Europe who were being persecuted by Hitler, who had the means, came to America during the 1940s. Many of them were Jewish, and many of these people had to find places just to settle for a little while before they could move on to other places or eventually go back home to Europe. The pastor in Cummington, Massachusetts, Reverend Sangree, decided to take a building that the church owned, a little house, and turn it into a halfway house for refugees who were fleeing Nazi Europe. And so he welcomed these people into Cummington, Massachusetts, but not all the residents of Cummington, Massachusetts welcomed them equally as warmly. And there's always tension when those things. So it's a story of immigration that's still relevant today.
Absolutely.
That happened in the 1940s. And the U.S. War Department made a documentary film about this, hired Copeland to write the score, and Copeland nailed it, as he always did. And this music is serene. It just paints a picture of central western Massachusetts and the landscape. And, you know, Copeland wrote it from Manhattan. He never left New York City. He didn't go out to Appalachia to write Appalachian Spring. He stayed in New York, but he had the imagination of a genius. And he knew what it should sound like. And he wrote this score. And so you can even go online right now. You can watch this documentary. It's called The Cummington Story. YouTube has got the full 20-minute version of it. So you've got to see this. It's an amazing work of art and politics and propaganda and history. It's wonderful. We're so proud to be able to do this piece.
All right, we'll give this a listen, and then we'll take a short break after that, and then be back with more. Island Wind Ensemble's One World Music Connects Us concert is going to be held on Sunday, February 19th, just a few weeks from now at 7 o'clock at the Newport Marriott Hotel in beautiful downtown Newport. Not quite as nice as Exeter, but, you know, everybody's got to live somewhere. So we're talking with Rob Franzbau. I'm Mike Mano. And Rob, we've been listening to some great music by some great composers, and that's going to continue with two more pieces of music that we have left in the show. But before we get to that, the band is a non-paid, so voluntary.
Yes.
And everybody provides their own instruments.
We all come with our own instruments, and we all practice when we go home out of rehearsal. The band provides music and folders. We have to provide rehearsal space for them. We have to provide percussion instruments and a trailer to haul them around, so percussionists don't
That's
need to bring
their
acapella. Own timpani. Exactly. And sometimes they do. God love the percussionists in the world. But so that's our budget. It's small, but, you know, COVID has really hit us hard. And so one of the things we're trying to do is expand from just doing concerts. We love playing for people, feeding the soul of our listeners, but we're also trying to reach into the music education world that where there are needs, because there are huge needs in music education, instrumentally, especially in urban areas where students cannot afford lessons and oftentimes cannot afford instruments. So one of the initiatives that we've launched this year is called BIRD, B-I-R-D, Band Instrument Renewal Drive.
Hmm.
Clever, I know.
Yeah.
But the BIRD is our program for people who would like to donate their used band instruments. Maybe there's a trumpet or a saxophone sitting in the cellar mm-hmm. or in the closet that hasn't seen the light of day for a long time, and you'd like to donate it to our program. What we're going to do is then receive that. We will find grant money to get those instruments put in playing condition, cleaned and repaired, and then donate them to urban band programs in the state of Rhode Island where they can be used. And the instrument becomes the property of the school band program. So it'll last for years and years of people using it.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Terrific.
So if people are interested, they go to our website, riwe.org/BIRD, riwe.org/BIRD, and they can find out more about it.
Excellent. All right. Go to that website. There's lots of other information, including, I'm sure, the fact that there's more than one concert on the horizon. You're also going to be in Providence on March 19th, right?
Right. We like to do one concert a year that's chamber music because our members like to play in small groups without me standing in front of them telling them what to do.
Now, so will you be playing on March 19th?
No, I'll just be moving music stands and chairs.
Oh, yeah.
That's what okay. I'll be the stage manager. Yeah. And our members will be playing a variety of solos, duets, quartets, all in the beautiful space of the Music Mansion at 88 Meeting Street in Providence. That's on Sunday, the 19th of March, 2 p.m.
All right. Excellent. We have the next two pieces of music we have to listen to are connected. This first one is actually a group that I'm very fond of and done several shows on, and actually had the privilege when I was a wee lad to perform with them, a group called Singers Unlimited.
This recording by Singers Unlimited is the only recording I could find, and it's like so fortunate that it's by them, of this piece called Carol of the Russian Children. It's not a well-known Christmas carol in this country, of course. But I have a feeling it's more known in Russia. And it sets the tone for the final piece on our program. It's actually used by the composer taking this carol and working it into his piece that we close our program with. That piece is called Russian Christmas Music. And it begins with this tune here sung by Singers Unlimited. And I hope you enjoy this.
Snowbound mountains, snowbound valleys, snowbound plateaus clad in white, furrowed moujiks, furrowed nobles, furrowed children, see the gentle shepherds wait for light. Little Jesus, little mother, good Saint Joseph, come this night. Furrowed moujiks, furrowed nobles, furrowed children, wait the light.
Rob, beautiful music you provided for us this evening. Thanks so much for coming in and telling us about this concert. Once again, it's going to be at the Newport Marriott Hotel on February 19th, Sunday evening, 7 o'clock, and it's to benefit the Siemens Church Institute. And speaking of benefit, your website, pretty easy to remember, right?
riwe.org, riwe.org, yeah.
riwe.org. And people, I presume, can go there to donate if they so wish.
We would love to get donations from people, either for the BIRD program or for our general operating expenses, which you know, coming back from COVID now with inflation kicking up, all nonprofits, all arts agencies yep. are feeling the pinch. So if you don't contribute to RYWE, fine. You know, if you have a few bucks to contribute to your favorite arts organization, we would all appreciate it and keep things moving ahead.
Excellent. Thanks again for coming in. We have one more piece of music. It's a little bit lengthy. We're going to listen to a portion of it.
Yep.
And you started to describe it, or you actually did describe it, but let's just recap what this is going to be.
So, Russian Children Carol, Carol of the Russian Children, is set at the beginning for clarinets, the clarinet choir, really warm, low register of the clarinet where they sound like velvet, and chimes, and one long note sustaining across the whole thing. It's just like, you know, the steppes of Russia. It is just beautiful. And then the piece builds from there. The composer, I should mention, Alfred Reed, was gifted in so many ways. He was a musical chameleon. He could make music that sounded Russian. He could make music that sounded Armenian. He could make music, you name it. And his talent took him into film and television scoring, as well as the concert hall and stage, and wrote for our service bands when he was in his younger days. And this piece is probably his best.
All right.
Most well-known, for sure.
Well, we'll listen to a part of the beginning of it and then fade out and listen to the end of it.
The end is explosive. All it's right. just epic.
Thanks again, Rob. Appreciate you coming in. And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.